And next week, a new group of musicians will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We're taking a look at the five very different performers who will be inducted. Today we'll hear about a session player who got bored and created a mysterious stage character dressed in feathers and beads. David C. Barnett of member station WCPN reports on the making of Dr. John.
The recording studio was crammed with musicians, some of the best players in Los Angeles, gathered to provide a wall of sound behind Sonny and Cher.
Little man, when you stand by my side, then I know I don't have to hide from anyone.
Behind the tall woman and the little man were multiple guitarists, horns, and keyboard players. Among that last group was a 26-year-old pianist from New Orleans named Mac Rebenek, and he was not too happy with the assignment.
To get all these keyboard players, and they're all good players, playing blink-oom, 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 arpeggios together, it's not very hip. And it's not very funky. It doesn't make me want to dance.
And Mac Rebenek knew funky. He had studied at the feet of New Orleans legends like Professor Longhair. But Rebenek had been busted for drugs one too many times, and the authorities refused to let him return home after rehab. So he went to L.A., where there was plenty of mind-numbing session work. To escape, he started thinking back to New Orleans and a story he had heard about a 19th century medicine man revered by the poor and feared by the well-to-do. His name was said to be John Montaigne, more commonly known as Dr. John.
They call me Dr. John, known as a night dripper, a saddle of gris in my hand.
In 1969, Mac Rebenek released a thematic album called Gree-Gree, based on the Dr. John character. The record was a mixture of rhythm and blues, jazz, and voodoo chants in a Creole dialect. It was recorded quickly by a group of expatriate New Orleans musicians during leftover Sonny and Cher studio time. For Rebenek, the hardest part was stepping out in front to do the lead vocals.
See, I don't know nothing about singing. I never wanted to be a front man. Front men had big egos and was crazy and aggravating. I just never thought that was a good idea.
But no one else wanted to do it either, so Rebenek reluctantly became Dr. John.
Walk on pins and needles, see what they can do. Walk on gilded splinters with the cane of the Zulu. Dang, I'm gonna come on to make it a come. Walk on gilded splinters.
When he started touring, friends from New Orleans' Mardi Gras Indians provided him with elaborate costumes festooned with feathers and intricate beadwork. Rebenek says his goal was to preserve and promote a cultural legacy that was dying off. But the mysterious music of Dr. John connected with psychedelic rockers.
We got some gigs playing at a love inn or a bee inn or some kind of inn.
Did I put up?
Did I put up?
Since then, Dr. John's wardrobe has been scaled back to a snake-headed walking stick and some voodoo beads. And the music is straight-up funky New Orleans. But he's kept the name that he took from that ancient medicine man.
Listen, Doc has been my name all my life, and John is my middle name. I'm proud of all of my names. Malcolm John, Michael Crow Rabinette, and Junior. Add that to it.
And the formerly reluctant lead vocalist has settled into his role as Dr. John.
Yes, that's the technology of life.
For NPR News, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.